This is CliffCentral.com.
Gift of an alien sorcerer approaching from the sky. Radio contact has been attempted but cannot be established. Instructions are to prepare for an attack by an unknown enemy.
Tuned into the greatest.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Don't you just hate it when, like, a dope song is playing and some whack ass, like, radio presenter decides to cut it halfway in between and you're, like, in the middle of groove? Hey, Candace? Don't you just hate it when that happens?
It sucks. It does suck, but it's okay. We adapt, right?
I think
adapt or die in this bitch.
But also, it's airtime, so we don't want to be advertising, over advertising again.
Can
we stick to the script?
Look, it's not even, it hasn't even clocked 10 past 3, ne? And you're already spicy.
Ish, it's part of the business. That's why I'm employed, just to bitch at people.
So listen, you know, it's usually around this time, we always have our team talk, right? And we pretty much go through the week, what did we do, what didn't we like, etc., etc. But I mean, today is different. I mean, no one cares what Lesojo's day was like. When you have a guest like we have today, like,
you really don't care about
you don't
anything.
Really, like, you don't care about your life.
Yeah, you don't care about yourself. We don't matter right now. Do you know that for the next 30 to 45 minutes, we ain't shit.
Mm. You're not significant.
Mm? We are irrelevant.
Craig, you and all your degrees.
Imagine.
With a PhD or not.
Guys, I'm holding a magazine here with her in front. Can you know?
It's amazing.
Levels. You know, and that's the thing, you know, when you have somebody like this.
Look,
studio,
when you're on a cover of a magazine.
You know what I mean? And True Love magazine, not
I mean,
just any.
You've semi basically made it.
You've semi basically made it.
I mean, she's probably been on a ton, right?
Of course.
But I mean, just making it onto what's like the cheapest magazine, you know?
I can move.
Jo. Move.
She's on True Love.
I'm telling you.
Can we glossy?
No.
I'd be excited to make it onto Move.
Okay.
Where they don't even edit your picture. They just put you there. They download it from Facebook. They're like, let's just put it on the cover.
Yeah, you know, it's rough, guys. It's rough. But anyway, without further ado.
So listen, I mean, I think today's interview is probably going to be one of the most difficult ones, right? Because, I mean, we start off with a track called Jigizinto. And myself and producer Job were like literally fighting over which track to start with and which track to play out. And I don't know, because I guess it's just one of those things where when you listen to her songs and her music, you almost start to believe in love again. Do you believe in love again, Candace? Because I know you're like anti-love. You're like...
You know what? When I just look at her, forget that, guys. Like, I had the awesome privilege of meeting her like 10 seconds ago. And look, guys, this woman is... breathtakingly beautiful.
Gorgeous.
I can't breathe. Actually, she's in studio hyperventilating.
Okay.
Let's all stay at once.
Damn, Gina.
Zonke, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. Yes. Listen, we're like usually on the show, we have like a whole team talk and all those type of things, right?
Mm-hmm. But you're here, so we don't care for team talk today. Like, Bona, Zonke's in this studio.
I got told.
Let's get down to business.
I got told by producers, like, listen, actually, no one cares about you. Like, exactly. Calm down for a second today.
It's not about you.
It ain't about you today. But I mean, it is about you. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Okay, guys, focus. Let's focus.
Focus, Lesejo.
Sorry.
Now, the thing is, there's no way you can feel hot because it's so cold in here. So even if you're feeling hot, like...
Look, should we adjust the aircon for you? Look, we're willing to risk it all for you, honey.
Should we adjust the sun? Should we adjust the season? Do you understand?
Producer. Hoopa, remote.
Talk to the sun. Talk to the sun, quickly.
We got it. Where would you like it to be?
It's perfect. Okay. I think when it gets a little too hot, then you'll...
Would you like some champagne with that? You know?
Champagne with strawberries.
Darling.
And cream.
Yes.
So listen, Zonke, we've had pretty much a blast even before this interview started happening, uh-huh. Right? Because there's so many... Everybody has a personal story about Zonke.
Absolutely.
Really?
Everyone has a personal story.
Well, I guess
story.
Music does that, yeah.
No, for real. Like, I posted you on my WhatsApp story thing, and everyone... responded. They're like, please say hi to Zonke. Please, I love her. Guys, you don't understand. Candace, please give me a shout out. So everyone who wanted a shout out, I just told Zonke that you love her. And there you go.
Thank you so much. I love you
back. And she loves you back.
And you know, awesome. And you know, it's even better. My best friend drove all the way from Pretoria, Saki, just to touch her hand.
Zonke, are you serious? I mean, like, people are coming out. In
you didn't tell me that guys, when I was sending this. I would have hugged you tighter.
Probably more sales, you know.
Stunning.
So, you know, for me, one of the songs, and this is why I'm so conflicted today, mm-hmm. right? Usually with an artist, right? And I mean, Candace, back me up here, okay? Mm-hmm. Usually with an artist, there's a certain type of artist that you like, okay? So everybody talks about the old school Kanye mm-hmm. versus this new artistic Kanye, for mm-hmm. example. Yeah. Or people will talk about Destiny's Child Beyonce versus Beyonce now.
The king,
With yourself, okay? There's Zonke, who is the singer, neo soul, jazzy type of stuff, love you all day, okay? And then there's Zonke on a house track.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you. Trust me, I know exactly what you mean.
So when we were like, because I mean, and we'll talk about your journey now. But I mean, you were very. I mean, you got a track. I mean, my favorite track is yours with Black Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that thing. Eden. Yeah, and I mean that thing was like my varsity anthem. Yeah. You know, and then you switch it up and you come out with this new soul sound. You're like, okay, I'm not quite sure yet. So I'll ask you, which one would you pick?
I can't pick. It's like kids, you know. It's like having chocolate kids and then you're having lighter skinned caramel kids and whatever. They're all your kids. You know what I mean?
I get you.
Yes, you can't choose. There's no way. I always say, you know, music is my playground. You know, I can choose which toy to play with on any given day. Today I'll use the merry-go-round. Tomorrow I'll go and use the swing and whatever. It's all within music, you know. So I choose both. Actually, I will tell you this much, that I am from an R&B background.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
R&B soul background.
Yes.
And the albums that I had done before I joined Galawa to do the Life, Love and Music album, I was signed to Columbia Records.
Yeah.
I was with a group called Culture Clan. We were busy in Germany and we had done this funk, R&B, jazz, hip-hop type of album. You know, so it was a switch, but I was excited because I felt like I was thrown in the deep end and I had to learn how to swim fast. You know, so I think I managed to really pull it together because I brought that R&B sound to the Galawa beats.
Yeah.
So I could still feel like I'm myself. I am myself. Yeah. I haven't thrown myself, you know, fed myself to the lions type of thing. You know.
You haven't lost your soul.
No, I haven't lost my soul. And then I decided, you know what? Let me do Ina Ete, where I did Jigizinto and Feelings and all of that.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's important as an artist to have that. Are those different colors, you know, you take people to different journeys, you know, so it's very important. So I embrace both.
You know, Craig, I don't know about you. That sounded like a very diplomatically correct answer. Like, you can't poke any holes in that answer. No, I mean,
thank you.
And I think, you know, for me, I'm quite curious. You are from a very musical family.
Yes.
Your family has always endorsed this concept of studying art or exploring your inner artist as a being.
Mm-hmm.
How has that contributed to you 5 albums, 6th one later? Mm-hmm. How has that, you know, pushed you to the right direction? I'm assuming that it has been quite a journey.
You know, I can't say I've always known what the right direction is, but staying true to yourself is always the right direction.
And going to gym, you know? I saw you.
You love gym.
I love
you. Look like you love gym.
Darling.
So, I mean, staying true to yourself, you know, and always digging deep and not looking. You know, I wear blinkers most of the time. I live in a bubble. And I think, to answer your question, that helps me stay in the right direction, if I am in the right direction, because I don't look around and try to see what's happening around. It's like running e-lento, e-relay.
Yeah.
Imagine you are in your own lane and you're busy checking. The minute you check the next person, you lose momentum. And you really, really do.
You know, and in an interview that you once had with Hulisani, she mentioned that, you know, she likes your music because it's quite authentic. So I'm still feeling that you don't compare yourself to the next person to say.
I honestly don't. And sometimes when people say, who do you liken yourself to? Who do you compare yourself? And when you say, I'm my own competition, sometimes it sounds like you're being arrogant.
Yeah.
But that's what we should be taught as kids.
Absolutely.
You know, start with the man in the mirror. That's your competition. I want to outdo myself all the time. The last album I had done, I want to do better. I listen to my own vocals. I'm like, I hate that. And then I want to fix it with the next song, with the next album. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Oh, how did I write this song? Oh, goodness, I didn't write a bridge there. I don't like that about myself. You need to focus more on writing bridges and making sure that you've got pre-choruses. You know what I mean? So those are the things that I always, you know, I pay attention to detail because I know people are not fools. You can only give Ubuntu maze long enough until they're like, you know what, I'm tired of this. I am tired of this. You are toying with me here. So I'm not about that, seriously. And I really don't care what happens around me. I live in a bubble. I write about my life. I write about my own experiences, the things that are happening, the things that I wish for in my life. And those things resonate with people. People feel like you're talking about them because it's the truth.
You know, I'm busy listening to you speak now. I mean, first things first, if I had your voice, I'll just talk on the song. And I'll be like, sell it. But it's hard to...
No. I don't like my speaking voice.
But nobody likes their voices, guys. And it's true.
Yeah, right? Generally.
I don't. So when I listen back to it, I'm like, oh, is that how you sound? That's what you did to people?
Really?
You subjected people to that?
Wow.
I don't like my voice. I don't. I hate speaking. I'm like, oh, God. It's like there's something strange. Yeah.
So you probably don't send voice notes, right? Because then you're forced to actually listen to yourself.
No, I can't. No. My voice notes, I sing because luckily for me, yeah, I'm a singer.
Yeah.
So I'll take my phone and record my song that I'm going to be working on later.
Okay.
So there's no need. I don't record. I will not send you, Candice, a voice note. I will not. I don't like my speaking voice.
AKA, I mean, you just said it on air now, so she owes you her number, clearly.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I want
I'm not going to stalk you. I'm not going to send you voice notes.
No, but we're going to be those people at a party like, no, sorry, guys. I need to call. I don't give a chill for a second. So, listen, you're speaking about your music and how authentic it is, et cetera, et cetera. For me, probably one of the songs I love the most that you've ever done, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's classic. Reach It.
Oh, wow.
Listen.
Thank you.
And I'm not, I mean, these guys know, I'm quite stiff.
Are you a hip hop?
I am, and
I can
I'm quite
tell.
Stiff.
The way you're sitting, your mannerisms, you're a hip hop guy, dude. I can see.
But I listened to that, and listen, I melted like a marshmallow. Because that song is so authentic. I mean, you can't question it.
Oh, thank you so much.
And it means different things to different people.
Yeah.
But I mean, we know that when you wrote that, I mean, you're going through quite a bit, you know, quite a bit. So, I mean, I need to know now, as Zonke, and as critical as you are about yourself, okay, when do you know that this right here is a smash hit? Hands down.
Honestly?
Yeah?
God's honest truth.
Mm-hmm. You tell me when you did reach it, you didn't think...
No.
Wow.
I never know.
I feel like
that's
like
the thing. That's the thing. That smash hit for who?
Wow.
To who? To me or to you? You know what I mean?
Okay.
I only know, Uti, I like this song. I love this song. I cannot sell you something that I don't like. I have to love it myself. Wow. I always make sure that I do songs that I would want to buy. I would want to part with my money. You know what I mean? My hard-earned cash.
Wow.
I would happily part with this cash for that song. So I want the same for myself. You know? There's never a song. I remember somebody said to me, can we record a song that maybe we can use as an ad for? So I said, you've come to the wrong place.
Oh,
no, seriously.
We don't do ads around here.
No, as in, it's a song, ne? On the album.
Yeah.
But they wanted to, I understand they were trying to help. Ukuti, a song that we could that could possibly be picked up as a soundtrack for Uban Bani.
Yeah, for whichever brand or whichever advert.
I said, you've come to the wrong place. I'm so sorry. You're working with the wrong person. Mm-hmm. I don't function like that. That's why you've never heard any of my songs used. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I would rather you approach me and you say, can you do an ad for me? This is my product. And I said, okay, fine. I'm going to studio. I've been asked to produce an ad for this product. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? rather than going into studio to do, this is my life.
Wow.
I don't do songs that could possibly be picked up for other things.
Sure.
If I happen to write a song and it says Viva the Legend, my father was Viva. Yeah. But that song happened to, you know, sound like it's saying Viva to Tato Mandela, for instance. And I ain't mad at that. That's fine. It's okay. But as long as I've explained to you that the song was for my dad and his name was Viva. You know what I mean?
And that's the truth. And you wouldn't bend it either way.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing that I pick up about your music and your album, the last album, you know, really, I was interested in the visual appearance of the album. Mm-hmm. I mean, you were in this beautiful sultry dark dress.
Yeah.
And the moment I saw it, I was just like captivated. Yes. I haven't seen your latest result, recent release, cover, whatever the case might be. But that last one really captured me.
Thank you.
So tell me, what was the process of that entire design? I mean, I've noticed that from album to album, you really step up the appearance game.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm a creative.
Yeah.
I really am. So I'm involved in everything that happens around. I mean, I produce my own music. I write my own music. I compose. I arrange everything. And also how the food is packaged. It's also up to me. It's also, you know what I mean? I have my own vision of what I want. So I wanted it to be as simple and plain as possible, the work of art one.
Yeah.
Where I'm just standing, as if you can see, it's like I'm standing in a puddle of ink.
Of ink.
Yes.
Yeah.
And actually, that's what you use it as an artist
paint. Oh, wow. So there's actually a message behind that.
So I'm standing on top of this paint that is dark, you know. So it's a work of art and it's a work of heart, you know. So artists use paint to...
I would have never figured that out. I promise you. I just saw it and I thought this is beautiful.
And the plainness of it, it's like I want it just like a magazine type of thing where there's Zonke at the top.
Yes.
There's nothing else and it's just me standing there on this paint. So it's like I came out of this paint and then it formed me.
And talking about magazines, I see you on the latest cover of True Love. Congrats.
I don't know who that is.
So if you don't have a copy...
Halala, halala.
If you don't have a copy, I would suggest you get your life.
I mean, and I just want to jump in here. I have these kind of aspirations. I want to grace the cover of one Vogue, Italian Vogue magazine.
Yes.
And I wanna ask you, how was your first cover? Like the first cover you've ever done, right?
Do you remember?
Sure.
How was the feeling of like...
I don't remember. That was a long time ago.
But like generally, when you're on a cover, like and you know that you can go to a store now and purchase
yourself
a magazine with your whole face on it.
Do you know that I think the very first cover that I did, I can't remember what it... I think the very first cover actually was True Love.
Wow.
I mean, it's a full circle situation right
many,
now.
Many, many
Beautiful.
Years ago, I was, you know, I had that Life, Love and Music album from Galawa. Mm. And I've done other covers since then. I still don't have the courage to... I'll pick up and
really?
I'll let somebody else read.
Really?
Yes, I promise you. I promise you.
But who would want to read this?
Do you critique the picture? Because I know you're very critical of like your work and what you put out there to the people.
Oh, just that
do you
smirk.
You probably look at it and you're like, Mara, guys.
Listen.
We think you're freaking...
I think we...
Be honest. Please be honest.
Honesty.
Come through, honey.
Call me Zonke Honesty Tikana. Honesty is my name, okay? I look at things, I see things, I'm like, look at that nose.
Oh my
look
word.
At that, you know what I mean? Yes. I see, did you really say that? Or, you know what I mean? Or, and sometimes there's absolutely nothing wrong. Everybody's loving it. And I'm like, I hardly ever watch even my own interviews on TV.
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing something, I'm like, why did you laugh like that? Why did you... Really? I promise you. Wow.
I guess that proves the notion. We're all normal.
No,
normal.
Seriously. The same way I hardly ever listen to my music because... Why did you go up instead of down? Why did you go down instead of up?
Wow.
Why did you do that ad lib? Oh. Instead of...
Shucks. Okay.
You know what I mean? Things like that.
I'm going to say, I want to package that. Listen, producer.
I was going to say that.
Please cut that out.
Cut that out. It happened. 22.
Create a whole album.
That part. Thank you.
You're right. Thanks.
Thanks.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's things like that. It's like, okay, great, nice. But you should have done this. You should have that. I think you laughed too much. And another thing is I elaborate too much when I speak. Mm-hmm. And I've been told that, no, you are an interviewer's dream because it's people who give one answers. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm like, don't you think I blabber? You know, so I'm very critical of myself. Yeah. I really, really am. So, that's why I don't
Breathe. Would you call yourself a perfectionist? I probably am.
Okay. You know, but I don't go out of my way to chase perfection. I don't, because I know it's something that you can never, but yeah, I can call myself a perfectionist, yeah.
Okay, and also with this whole cover chat, I just want to ask, obviously in this game of entertainment, you have to look a certain way, and since we're on the topic of appearances, was there ever a time that you felt insecure in the game? As a woman?
Not really. I've always been quite on the smaller side, you know, and I'm very much aware of the kind of industry that I'm in. You know what I mean? And
there's obviously pressure to look apart, right? A certain way.
The pressure's on myself. There's never been anybody who has ever said to me, like an influence. Oh my goodness, why did you see how she looks in this dress? Mm-hmm. Or she's big or she's that, whatever. Mm-hmm. The pressure I put on myself, not because anybody in the industry, it's never been a magazine, it's never been a journalist or what. Never, ever. It's me who feels the need, which, you know what? It's not just your beautiful songs that, you know,
people buy into.
They buy into the whole,
the persona, who you are.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So, but luckily for me, nobody's ever made me feel inadequate. It's me who's like, okay, no, listen, you're a musician. You need to look a certain way.
Wow, so you were very, very conscious of what you were doing, you were getting yourself into, and you knew that you had to obviously play your part in it.
I mean, if you compare our industries, you know, this industry to the American industry, for instance, why do you think, if you're a fan of Beyonce, you see that she snaps back so quick? Mm-hmm. It's important for her to, because we don't, do you think we'll be buying her albums if she's sitting at home and she's not working?
Absolutely.
Even if she's a size 40, but if she's well put together, we'll buy into that as well. You know, it's not about us wanting her to be thin. No.
It's just
her looking the part.
Yeah. So would you say this is this jeans or is this
she
gym?
Works out. I see her, so.
Oh, you see her at the gym?
No, it's jeans.
It must be nice.
I'm so lazy. I'm quite lazy. Yes, he's seen me, whatever, but I'm super lazy.
Guys, sorry, but we have a caller before.
Oh, great! We have a caller!
Before he never gets a chance to say anything. Hello?
Hi, Zonke. Hi, everyone. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
See, can you see it's my show? He says, hi, Zonke. Hi, everyone. Hi, how are you?
It's true. It is a show. Zonke, I love you so much. A friend of mine introduced me to your Inner Ed album.
Yes.
He played it in his house. He bought the DVD, and I loved it. And I went and bought the CD.
Yes,
and
I bought the
album on my iPhone, and I said, this is the girl for me.
Oh, wow.
So when you're judging, I think it's like a talent.
X Factor.
Yes. I saw you there. And you're hearing people sing their hearts out, and some of them would never make it. What does it say to you as an artist, as a believer, as a musician, as someone who has shared their music? You know, some of you will say, I want to share my talent and stuff like that. Song in the air where you talk about sharing your music, and you hear those people and you say, I'm so talented, it should be out there. But the way circumstances are, he will never get there. What does it say to you, to your spirit, to your musician spirit, that's listening to it?
Okay, thank you so much for your question. I think he was asking that, how do you feel when you have people singing their hearts out and
you
they want to get out there, but they never do, right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it's a tough journey. It really is. You know, this is not something that you can achieve overnight as an artist, you know? When you see most of us, this is something that we had been doing. For instance, I've been doing this for as long as I can remember. I've been in Johannesburg for 21 years. Mm. And I've been doing music for 21 years.
Wow.
I dropped out of school.
Imagine.
Thank you.
Imagine.
I dropped out of school to do this. And I'm not promoting anybody dropping out of school. My aim was to study music further because I was doing human resources management and I didn't like it. Mm-hmm. My mom said, go do whatever you want to do. My dad was already a musician. Mm-hmm. So it's not an easy route, my brother. You have to keep at it. You know, some people like your voice, some people won't like your voice. I mean, for instance, I thought maybe this is not my thing because I was not getting a deal for such a long time. Mm-hmm. Even though I was already writing for other people. I had written for TK. I had written something for Loiso. I had written for Mafikizolo, but I was not getting my deal. Mm-hmm. So I thought, okay, maybe I'm just a good writer, but I'm not a good singer. Because by now, I imagine that I would have had my deal. You know, so it's sad. And also, it shows that we are not just puppets. You know, there is a higher power. When God says, oh, okay, it's your time.
Absolutely.
I'm opening this door. He will open it for you. So it's not just one thing, you know, to take into consideration here.
I'm busy listening to you speak. And literally, you see, I got like a million questions, right? Because mm-hmm. if I listen to your albums, I listen to you speak, mm-hmm. right? I almost get bipolar.
Okay.
I literally physically almost get bipolar. Because I would have never expected you to be so...
chilled.
It's chilled, but also just... like the she's spicy, man. You know what
oh,
I mean?
Like, one of that thing, man. One of that thing, of course. Okay. Way too,
like, I don't know how else to say it.
Spicy? Really?
Yeah. Like, even the way like you critique yourself, I can imagine like critiquing other people.
No, I don't think she does that.
I can imagine being like...
No. Please. I'm hard on myself. I'm just hard on myself. To me, everybody sounds like they know exactly what they're doing. Yeah. And I feel like, oh, I'm still figuring it out.
So, you know, just to be professional, okay? Uh-huh. So, I mean, the basis of today's interview was supposed to be your new song.
Yes,
okay?
Yes, tonight.
And, like, listen, I'm not even sorry, because you cannot not unpack Zonke once it comes into studio.
Okay, good. Okay? No problem.
What was it about? What are you saying? Like, why this track as the first one?
This track I put together, okay, I write songs, right? I'm a songwriter. I write songs and then I just put them away. Some I'll even forget about them, right? So writing is just something that happens every day of my life.
Yeah.
Involuntarily, I think. So after I had put out Work of Heart, I wrote this song, Tonight. Mm. And I was not writing it for the next project. It wasn't like, okay, I'm writing this song because in 4 years' time I'm going to have another album. I was just writing because that's what I do every day. So, but this song just kind of stuck with me, you know. The bass line really was like bothering me. I need to put this song down, you know, because I had this bass line, almost like all my songs, they start with the bass. So I had this bass line in my head and I had to put the song down. I remember I put the song after the release of Work of Heart and I just kept it, you know. I write a lot of songs. I don't go back to them for an album. But this song, I went back for it. I don't know why, you know. But when the album comes out, L-O-V-E, meaning Living Out Various Emotions, it'll make sense. Wow. Why, you know, this song
can
tonight.
Can we just absorb
L-O-V-E?
L-O-V-E. Just like,
can we talk about the acronym L-O-V-E?
Like,
when will your fave?
Get your life.
I'm in the back.
He's,
you know,
just
listen.
Actually,
he gives me life
can
every time.
Come in.
Every
come
time
into
I
the
look
studio.
At him, please come
into the studio. I mean, you cannot be a hardcore, diehard fan
seriously.
Like this and be on the outskirts.
Every
of
time
this.
I look through the glass, he's just. It's like I'm preaching. He's like, amen,
he's
just, amen.
Amen.
He just gives me life. You know.
What a guy.
Listen, I just want to put a disclaimer there. We know you're very busy today. We know a lot of things are happening. But
yes.
You can't blame us.
No.
You know what I mean?
It's
just the universe.
Thank you so much. I mean,
I'm looking at your manager like all sneaky now. And I want to look
he's
away.
Like, hey,
listen, it's better than you saying, oh, okay, can we just wrap this up? Close the door on your way out, Zonke. It's better than that.
Oh. Let's give this man a round of applause.
No,
there.
Let's.
The hashtag.
Wow. Guys, I actually want to record this. He is ask everything you've wanted to ask. Tell her how much you love her. Go.
Anything at all. This is your one moment.
This is ask your time. Me. Shine.
Okay, Zonke. I'm the one who called on the other side.
Oh. Oh. So he's already asked his question.
Oh my God. What a time.
Okay, you've got one more question.
Very smart man, you.
I have no question.
I love you. Oh,
I watched you on the Winnie Mandikiti Mandela
funeral. Yes.
And you're amazing. And you sang
thank
the
you.
Song exactly as I have it in my head.
Oh, wow.
And you did
my
the
goodness.
Notes as exactly as I have it. And I sang along and I said, Viva. And you, as you're saying now, as I'm watching you saying it's for your father. But I said to myself, it could have been for my father.
Yes.
Wow.
His father.
Yes.
And everyone's father who's listening who says, my father is a hero.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much.
Stunning.
Thank you so much.
Stunning. Bless your heart, my darling. Wow. Wow, wow. And
no, you're going to make me...
Zonke's going to... Yeah, she's going to cry.
Guys.
Stay in studio with us, you can actually take a seat right there.
Yes, please do.
So,
thank you so much. Thank you.
And you know, I guess that's just the power of music, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's just the power of music and the amount of power that you have. I understand when you say be authentic.
Yes.
Because once you understand how much power you have to move people with your voice, it's you can't mess around with that.
No, you can't. Absolutely. You can't. You know, not everything is about money. You know, the minute you start to marry your music with money and then you start to talk about, oh, this is how much we're going to sell. And this is, I don't have people like that in my team. We are not those kinds of people, because what I do not only gives other people, it gives me life first. Mm. You know what I mean? This is what my father started, and I want to finish it. Mm. You know, it's like a family business that you want to stay open. So for me, I think of my dad every time. I can't believe I'm a musician. It's because of my father. Mm. Can you imagine now kind of, you know, watering that down to money? Mm. No. And I've been so blessed to be able to, because when you love what you do, it looks as if you are slacking behind, you know? It looks as if it's like everybody else is kind of thriving and whatever, you know, until there's a point where you like, you just go beyond,
you were in your
anything,
lane,
yes,
and you knew what you were doing.
Exactly. You know, so I'm blessed because I'm able to do what I love, and I'm able to live my life in the most amazing way without attaching money to my music.
Wow, I first find that so fascinating. I mean, just a thorny one, you know, because I'm obviously quite curious. There's been a lot of tragedy in your family.
Yes.
You know, and naturally that resonates with a lot of people in South Africa. Mm-hmm. You either know that a relative, or you know, a dad or a mom, or in your case a sister has, you know, and I feel like that resonates a lot in your music. I feel a lot of that, especially with your last album. You know, you dedicate a few songs there. How are you now, 11 months later? How are you?
Well, I'm good. I really am. Sorry, I'm good. Hence, I have a happy album.
Okay,
because
I can see that.
Yeah, as a musician. You always write, I write about myself, you know, and it's easy to go to that dark place. And sometimes, you know, those are the songs that people tend to gravitate towards because everybody's lost somebody in their family. You know what I mean? But I think with this album, it shows that I'm happy, but I'm chilled and I sound sexy. That's what I've been told that I sound.
That's good.
It sound, you know, you sound sexy, laid back and happy and sexy, and I'm that's great, because that's what I want to bring forth with this album. I really am in a good place.
That's good.
I'm not angry. I do miss my family a lot.
Of course.
I do every day. I really, really do. But I choose to kind of, I find myself smiling at the little things, because we're very silly family, you know, very goofy. You know, people think we're serious. I'm not as serious as I look at all. Okay. I'm very goofy. So, you know, I tend to, you know, remember the goofy side of my sisters and my parents and all of that. And I'm good.
And of course, really, they would have wanted you to be happy.
No, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. I remember, I mean, when I lost my parents, my sisters would say, this is how we're going to deal with this. This is how you must look at it. And then I lost my eldest sister, Busi. Lulu was telling me how to deal with that. No, Zonke, don't be upset with the creator. This is how you must look at it. So now I used the same words, you know, with her. Like, okay, this is what you told me about my other, you know, siblings. So I'm applying the same to you. You know, she would want me to be happy because she was such a God-fearing, you know, a person. So she wouldn't want me to curse God and say, why this, why that. And I'm so not there at all. I've never been there.
That's beautiful.
So,
stunning.
Yeah, and also the music, you know, the music helps. It just soothes everything.
You know.
Yeah.
Zonke, we spent half an hour with you.
Yes.
Before this interview, I would struggle to explain to people. Like, you know, people always be like, Zonke, but if you ask why, you can never put your finger on it.
Yes.
It's something and you just can't. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Abinya's been 30 minutes. I'm even further away from what it actually is. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't know whether it's your, I don't know whether it's your energy. I don't know whether it's. I think you just know when somebody is in their lane and that lane is meant for them.
Yes.
I can't see anyone.
Yeah.
You're right. You can't compare yourself with anyone.
Absolutely.
But you're very difficult to describe
Thank
as
you.
Well. Mm. And I mean, if you get bored of music, you'll do brilliantly in politics.
Really?
Because you'll be you there, you'll be like, listen,
it's funny,
guys.
And I was telling Songhees, I'm like, listen, I'm not a politician. You know, if they can allow me to sing the speech, that would be great. But if
you know, just thank them for
can
the
I
tender.
Can I just burst into song and say, oh, countrymen, family, you know what I mean? Lend me your ear, type of thing. Can I not speak? No, I don't know. I don't know if I'd be a great politician.
We loved having you in studio.
Thank you so much.
We're going to do this again.
Yeah, definitely.
Whether we hunt you down or we go to your studios or we camp out, we're going to make this thing happen. I'm looking at this producer with such serious eyes right
kidnap
now.
Kidnap the producer and PR manager. You're done.
The PR manager.
You know, yeah, we're very serious. And even the producer at the back there, he's like, yeah, I'm the man. You're the man, Job.
You're the man.
So listen, thank you. Okay, from my side, we always do this at the end of the show, but I think we're going to do this at the end of the 30 minutes, okay? I think from this interview, one line that we've all learned.
All right.
Right? About today. I'll start with Craig.
I think, you know, you need to, everyone has authentic power. Be authentic and use it to the best of your capabilities.
Candace?
Be passionate. Mm-hmm. I find you, I that's what I get from your energy. Yes. You're such a passionate human being, and I'm just addicted to you right now.
Thank you so much.
From my side, music is power. Mm-hmm. I don't think it has. I think it literally is, and I think you displayed that. And obviously, the last word.
Your number one fan is in studio today. Zakile.
This is the word that we are waiting for.
The one thing you've learned today.
From the album Chigizinto. From the song Chigizinto, sorry. Life and power and everything in the power of the tongue, you say in the beginning of the song?
Yes, life and death lies in the power of the tongue.
Yes, and if you say it, it will be.
Yes.
And I've been saying it to him. And to myself, and it has been.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yay.
Goodness. I love him.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Thank you. Any last words from you?
Last words from me, man. You guys are amazing. You guys are absolutely amazing. I want to come back. You are so young, yet so much depth. I never used that word, but I'm using it now. You have so much depth. Thank you so much, and thank you for... I mean, there's a lot of music out there, you know, and I'm not necessarily like a hip-hop person, you know, with the cool things, whatever, but the fact that you can still listen to my stuff and, you know, find something to enjoy and appreciate, you know, it means a lot. You know, it means I'm doing something right because I'm not stuck in the past with my age. You guys, you know, I've always already also managed to pull you guys in. So thank you so much.
A pleasure.
I think it takes really, really mature people, young people, to listen to my kind of music.
All I'm saying, on my Twitter handle, I'm putting in there, Zonke used the depth, the word depth,
for urban culture.
Urban culture.
Thank
you. Respect my level. So listen, we're going to play out right now with Zonke's new track titled Tonight. And we're just going to let it ride out, man. Let the music speak for itself. You're still tuned into the Urban Culture Drive on CliffCentral.com.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Whew. And long story short, I've pretty much lived life now. Craig?
Absolutely. Woman is gorgeous. Zonke is fabulous. We are happy. Happy. Stunning. But you know what? There is obviously a show, a segment of the show, which is obviously the
most
And
the show must go on, honey.
And the show must go
the
on.
The show must go on.
Ask again with Craig or Sexy.
I'm so excited. Do you have something really dope in store for us?
I think what I wanted to talk about today.
Yeah, babes.
Know? Actually, I thought about it. I'm like, okay, you know, it's going to be great. You know what I mean? I'm thinking that today we talk about interracial love. What inspired this conversation?
What did inspire it?
OPW, or Perfect Wedding, had a gay interracial couple.
Gonje.
You know what I mean? And then I got a little, you know...
But listen, And then they had, like, a pastor...
Did you see? Who had a wife and a husband.
And had 20 kids. And had... And like, but you know what?
Focus.
Craig, you know what? Just for you, my friend, because I knew that all this was coming.
You know?
I had seen that we had Zonke in here and she's nothing but all love. Yes. I thought, let me just show my love to you guys. Tell me what you think of this. I got a bit of a surprise for you. Tell me what you think about this.
Okay. Craig.
We're gonna step into Craig.
Oh, wow.
What are we trying to say, you know? But that's the
part of life. This is Evan Gay Chad, Ask a Gay hashtag. I can shell out my crush.
Oh my god! All I can tell y'all is that it's about to go down.
Oh my
That is so deep. We deal with different kinds of LGBTI plus aspects.
Oh, hell no.
Whoa. You know what? I'm like,
that was
super,
so dope.
That's so dope, guys.
That's like
Mapanga.
You came through, fam.
You came through, fam.
You always flop, man, but you came through today.
It has to happen, guys. It happens like once a quarter.
Can I get my sting after this? You know? Guys, interracial love, you know, irrespective of whether it's gay or straight or whatever the case might be in South Africa, it is still a thing. It is still happening. If you pass by Rosebank, you will still see people in different races and different cultures. And today I got a question from an unknown. This is what the question says. I'm a 20-year-old woman in an interracial relationship. My boyfriend and I have been together since our varsity years, for about 4 years. Although we are happy, there are always heavy underlying things that are a challenge. Things that we almost had no idea would become real issues. Okay? So, guys, you know what's coming, hey? First of all,
I have a feeling.
You know?
Yeah, let's go for it. No, I have a feeling. I got an inkling. I can really see it coming. Yeah.
Due to our cultural differences, we fall short to handle our differences. You know, external societal judgment and prejudice. We basically had no idea this would be a real thing. Number two, strong political and social differences with the whole bring back the land in South Africa. Mm-hmm. You know, at this stage, we are not really sure about getting married or, you know, moving in together. You know, moving in together and obviously getting married. So, guys, just, you know, a brief, because we've got like 2 seconds left. Give me, what is your feel of this?
It's tricky.
Let's think. Let's pretend like we're Zonke. We're writing emotions. We know about love. Can we? No. Let's do that. Right. So tell me.
You know, for me, I just think it's, you know, if you love someone, you love someone.
You think?
You know, I really think if you love someone, you love someone. Because as much as there are issues between interracial couples, right? Honestly, interculturally there are issues. So for example, if you have a Zulu and a Xhosa person hooking up together, there will be issues. You know, because we're from different cultural backgrounds. And even if someone's Tswana or if someone's French and someone else is Italian, you know, there'll always be those dynamics. But for me, those dynamics need to add to the relationship. They shouldn't be subtracting. I don't know. That might be a little too politically
Candace,
correct.
Babe?
Joel, it's tricky because these things, they do play a part.
They
in
do
a
play a part. I mean, you can't mize it. You're not white or black. So, you know.
You understand?
And you date black people only.
Yeah.
So, experience, babe.
I from my side, I will say I once visited my ex-boyfriend, who's Zulu's home, and I was wearing the shortest short.
Yes, yes.
And obviously it became an issue. Also, like, the greeting. I had to, like, bend down because it was, like,
a real thing.
Like, I had to, like, bend down and the uncle complained because I was wearing shorts. And I mean, I was just like, yo, man, we're in Durban. I mean, what are we supposed to wear in these streets? But anyway, there are issues that do arise. But I don't even know how to answer that. But yeah, it's tricky, guys. You need to work around that.
You know what? You know what I think?
Yeah.
Forget it all. Let's just keep listening to Zonke.
And life will be fine.
I think, you know what?
I think that person, first of all, must just learn Xhosa and listen to Zonke, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, they'll be fine.
Oh wow, that's
they might even keep the land. That's what I'm just saying.
But in all seriousness, try to work this out with your partner. Explain. You know, obviously you guys have different views. Try to figure it out. Try to find a compromise. But I mean, you know, love wins. Sorry to sound mushy. Love wins. Right.
Okay, now that's perfect. That's perfect. Yes, okay. So love and light.
Love and light.
You know, and then obviously we have our gay power moment.
Yes,
girl. Yes, girl.
Our gay mucho.
Who's the gay mucho of the week?
Yes.
It's my favorite part.
Gay mucho of the week has to be Twitter. Black Twitter. For trashing last week's OPW episode of the interracial couple, Rian and Tabang. We're very happy for you. Congratulations.
Where were these people from? Sorry, I didn't watch the episode. I just got
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga.
I mean, you know how deep that is.
It's like it. Beautiful. And Rian is like proper
Afrikaans.
Yeah.
He eats too much cook sisters though.
Well,
so.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, hey, but that was a whole mind fuck. That whole episode was a mind fuck.
I know. Anyway, so gay power of the moment, a big shout out to the pasta. The reason why I think he deserves that is because he's bisexual. Pasta has a wife and a husband, 20 kids, and on top of that,
husband is a Sangoma.
When will your fame?
When will your fame?
Thank you so much for another section with Craig or Sexy. Ask a gay with Craig or Sexy.
Woo!
We're gonna step into Craig. We're gonna step into Craig.
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say.
This is Evan Gay Child, the Ask a Gay hashtag. I can shell out my crush.
Oh my God! All I can tell y'all is that it's about to go down.
That is so deep. We deal with different kinds of LGBTI plus aspects.
Oh hell no!
Now, with that being said, guys, it was just another jam-packed hour. Urban Culture Drive, yeah. And listen, if you thought things couldn't get any litter, what we have planned for you next week, or at least in the next podcast, I'm just gonna keep it to myself, man. Mm-hmm. But Candace, how you feel about the next couple of podcasts that are about to come?
I am so excited. Like, it's going to be dope as fuck, guys. It's going to be lit. Anyway, it's a little awkward now. Can I do my segment?
No, I think we're going to hold it down until next week, because I think we might even start with it. Craig?
Come on, one round.
Okay, we're going to wrap, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to another...
It's okay. It's all right.
Your
all right.
Production is going wild. What am I doing right now?
Yeah, we're like, what's your...
My producer is just throwing gag signs.
You know? Hey, listen, yeah, this is the Urban Culture Drive, and we run things this way.
One round.
All right?
One round.
Yeah. Listen. It's never going to be one round. It's going to be a couple rounds, because this is how we're going to kick it off.
Smash or marry. So take it from here, babe.
Smash or marry?
Yes.
This is the most exciting part of the show. Sorry, guys.
Now, this one.
Behave. Yeah, baby.
Wow. Wow, guys, that was really cool. Thank you so much.
With love.
Thank you so much, guys. You tuned into another segment of Smash or Marry. We're going to make it quick. It's quick play. You guys know how this game goes. And play along on social media, guys. So I'm going to call out names. You decide if you'd smash or marry these
Hashtag
people.
Urban Culture Drive. All right, let's get it.
Let's go in. So let's say Homapanga.
Yeah.
Shoza. Smash or marry.
Smash and be out of there.
Craig. Fikile Mbalula, babes.
Fikile smash.
Let's go home, Pan Kanibao.
On our smash. Oh, happily even.
Really?
No, guys, Kanye's hot.
She's hot.
No, I'm sorry. No, listen. No,
guys,
listen.
I don't care. She's
no,
hot.
No, she's hot.
Will
it is
chow?
What it is.
Will you eat?
Yeah. No, guys, she's hot.
Okay. You and the rest of Joe, but anyway.
Oh. It's not a secret. Just get out of here.
Move it on.
We're all in this together.
Craig, Donald Trump.
Mary's got banked though, but you're after tequila on tequila.
Okay, cool. Baby, Kanye West.
Listen, man, we get married, no homo.
Last
love
one.
That man. Love that man. No homo. I love that man.
Craig goes sexy. Simpiwe Dana.
Definitely smash. No, she's too politically incorrect. I'm good.
Okay, cool. And then I'll bring in my producer. Producer, quickly.
There we go.
What up?
Zahara, smash or marry?
Quick, smash.
Fantastic. That rounds up another segment of Smash or Marry. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We need you guys on the socials. Come through on Urban Culture Drive. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're all over LinkedIn. Guys, I said LinkedIn. When
exactly.
Will your faves ever jump onto LinkedIn? We're there. It's been a great show, guys. We've
fantastic.
Had an awesome host. Craig, final words for just like now, what happened like in the last 10 seconds. Quick, one sentence.
Smash me.
Mapanga.
This is the Urban Culture Job. Act like you know.
Kumnandi. Let's go. Let's wrap. Thank you, guys. Love you.
This is CliffCentral.com.